Wisconsin hunters need more protection. That's the adamant opinion of some Republicans who control the state assembly. They're pushing a bill designed to prohibit individuals from impeding or obstructing a hunter from his or her sport. We listened in on a sometimes heated public hearing held at the Capitol Wednesday and share this report. The Assembly Natural Resources and Sporting Heritage Committee didn't come up for air for over 3 hours. GOP Representative Adam Jarko of Balsam Lake kicked off the discussion. He says his bill goes after extremists who are harassing hunters in the woods.
This group is known as the Wolf Patrol, and it was originally formed when wolf hunting was legal, and they would fight against legal wolf hunting in Wisconsin.
Jarko says when a federal judge put the gray wolf back on the endangered list and halted Wisconsin's hunt, the patrol shifted its focus to bear hunters.
Some of these folks will wait outside the homes of hunters where their families live and wait for them to leave so they can follow them around to their hunting site. They'll then follow hunters through the woods with video cameras documenting legal acts of hunting. This is much like stalking.
The spotlight glared on Rod Coronado through much of the hearing. The Michigan resident created the Wolf Patrol.
I don't think I've ever heard so much mudslinging against one organization in such a short period of time, but it could all be answered by us looking at the videotapes that we take on public lands of hunting activities that we believe negatively impact wildlife.
The Assembly Committee spent a full half hour grilling Coronado. He maintains his activities are legal.
We have never said anywhere on Wolf Patrol that we are opposed to hunting, but we are in favor of amending existing legislation and laws that affect wildlife. And the way we do that is by participating in the public process and encouraging other people to participate in the public process. The way we do that is by showing them what these practices look like.
Coronado's words don't convince Robin Prince. The Clear Lake resident says bear hunting is part of her heritage, and she feels threatened.
With that said, I don't have a problem with people simply enjoying the outdoors. Your berry picking, your hikers, etc. I welcome them in conversation. They don't all agree with what I have going on, but they have the respect to ask questions. The problem I do have is when somebody stalks me and my family, mainly my dogs. I don't want someone waiting at the end of my cabin driveway or my home driveway, waiting to follow me or film me without my permission.
Carrie Lewis spoke with equal vehemence in opposition to the proposed bill. The Douglas County resident says it goes against First Amendment rights.
Specifically, freedom of speech, press, assembly, and petition. I feel this act would hinder the public's right to know what goes on during specific hunting seasons, for example, bear hunting season on public lands. I would also like to add the amendments in Bill 433 would restrict recreational activities for any person who would wish to be on public lands where there are hunters.
Bill Welch with the Wisconsin Bear Association says Wisconsinites recreating in public spaces have nothing to fear. The bill will merely free hunters of intimidation from a small circle of activists.
These activists should not be considered activists, but self-policing extremists who stalk, photograph, condemn, harass, and videotape hunters who are abiding by their sport lawfully. I am fully supportive of this act, protecting hunters' rights and privacy as they lawfully hunt or trap.
While Wednesday's debate was long and emotional, the Assembly Committee did not make a decision on AB 433. That vote is left for another day. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.